Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports 360 here at Rock Valley College. My name is Nick Talon, and I am here today with Ryan Wilcox, John Daniel, Nate Talon, and Maxifer Burke.
What's up? Awesome. Well, we have a couple new voices here, and we're excited to rock this. So with that, talking about rock on, Rock Valley women's basketball played last night, and John, were you there?
I was not there.
You were not there? I was, actually. I was there. Not the whole time. I wasn't wholly present. Holy. H-O-L-Y. I wasn't wholly present.
Oh, good. That's a bad look for the Valley Forge lead.
What? So, the women's basketball team, they started up their season. They're ranked number one, and they lost to NJCAA Division II. I think it almost sounds like those the people who make those lawnmowers, Briggs & Stratton College. It's almost something like that, or Husqvarna College. Anyways, there we go.
Woo, let's go.
So the basketball team, they played them, and they had a good first quarter, but then lost the lead between the second and third quarter, and then going into the fourth, foul trouble got them in early, and then they missed some key shots, which happens if you're trying to win a basketball game.
Right.
So with that, they lost 77-65, and the 22-game win streak is now broken. So
a 22-game win streak?
Yeah, running in from last year when they...
How come I don't hear about this stuff? Like, do you have to watch local news to find out about
this stuff? Just have to follow the Valley Forge. We talked about it last year.
Whoa. You got
to
listen to this.
Might as well follow the Valley Forge this year.
Yeah, maybe the viewers should follow the Valley Forge
at Valley Forge.
At RVC Valley Forge on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Instagram,
and 4chan if you're into that.
Yeah.
Dark side of the internet.
Whoa. That wasn't legally abiding, and we excuse that. Anyways,
what did you say the final score was again?
The final score was 77-65.
I don't know a lot, but that seems like a lot of points.
Yeah, they were. They did score a lot of points. The problem is that they got into foul trouble. A lot of key players
had to go to the bench early.
Just like the
Bucks versus the
Hornets last night.
Ooh.
Hot take.
This is a good transition. Okay. Let's go into NBA here. What was your take, Nate?
I just watched the Bucks versus Hornets game, and Giannis and
the Greek Freak
Antetokounmpo
and Bledsoe were rocking five for a long time, so it was kind of getting sketchy to watch.
Ooh.
But yeah, other than that, Bucks lost hard.
Hard L in Milwaukee,
which is a shame because I thought
it's a terrible sports town.
I thought Giannis would Brewers help, but like Giannis has no one else with him, man.
That's why he's MVP. You have to be alone. You have to stand.
Well, he wasn't putting up MVP numbers.
You gotta stand above the rest.
He didn't put up MVP numbers yesterday.
Look at Kevin Love on the Timberwolves putting up 50 points, 25 rebounds, but like his team's terrible.
And they took it.
And then he goes to the Cavs, and it's obvious that he's a role player.
Hot take, Kevin Love
is not a Hall of Famer.
I should check the thermostat because it's about 112 degrees in here, man.
That's true.
That was a hot
Malik
take. I'm sorry,
Monk,
everyone.
Though? He's like a rookie on the Hornets, I think. He was popping off.
Say that one more time.
Malik Kemba? Monk.
Malik
oh,
Monk
yeah,
from
well,
Kentucky.
He was a top pick.
He got like
he slipped. He
20
slipped
points
to the
in a quarter.
Late in the draft, and I remember everyone was mad the Bulls didn't draft that and draft him. But guess what? The Bulls front office is one of the worst I've ever seen in sports history, and its ownership is...
Let's talk about the Bulls, Nick.
Let's talk about the Bulls.
The Bulls, you know what? I am a huge Bulls fan.
I just want to really quick...
Oh, go ahead, Max.
Let the professor talk.
You're saying a lot of names right now. I just wanted to remind everyone that we're talking about basketball. That's the sport. That's the topic right now.
Thank you, professor.
Check out his YouTube channel.
Follow me on YouTube, at Rock Valley Forge.
All right, as far as the Bulls season goes right now, it's not looking really good, but it looks like Tank Central, even though...
They're last place, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are they winless?
Second
no,
to last.
Second to last.
One win. Oh, I just lost 50 bucks right there.
Second to last to Atlanta.
All I have to say is normally in the NBA pre-season, I would support tanking. I really do. I support tanking.
You're a part of Tank Nation then, right?
That's how you get good draft picks.
Let me throw in a little fact history for you, even though it just happened. NBA switched the rule, so now the percentages in the NBA lottery picks, it went from 25% chance of getting the first pick if you're last to, I think, 16 now. Like, that's a pretty substantial drop-off.
So what you're saying is the Bulls are going to be trash for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, until the Bulls get a new front office, the Bulls will be one of the worst organizations in the NBA, okay?
Okay.
Jerry Reinsdorf is one of the worst owners in sports history. I'm just kidding. That's a little too hot of a take.
Here's my question to you, Nick. Do you think the Bulls should be relegated to the Gatorade League?
I think that's a little too far. Plus, yeah. We already have the Hoffman Estates Bulls.
And it's not the Gatorade League.
The G League. Sorry, my bad.
And all I have to say is, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf, he's pretty bad, but
Rescue Scott Dempache.
You know, he's not the worst. I'll give him that. He's not the worst. I'd rather have Jerry Reinsdorf than I'm blanking, a New York Knicks owner.
Oh, anyway. Isaiah Thomas.
Yep, incorrect. Anyway,
Jackson.
Phil Jackson.
He was
huh? the president.
What's the Knicks' name? Everyone hates him.
The owner?
Phil Jackson.
Dolan or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, sorry, listeners. Anyway.
Fun fact, he looks a lot like Homer Simpson, which is easy to make fun of him.
Anyway, Jerry Reinsdorf got lucky, walked into 6 championships. And he also got lucky.
How do you get lucky
and
walk
into
6 championships?
Oh, because
like
you draft the best player to ever touch the NBA.
It's called the
court.
Process. Thank you. 76ers.
Dude, let's talk about the 76ers,
LeBron James,
though.
He drafted LeBron James?
LBJ.
Just Did important to know, everybody kind of talks poorly of the Gatorade League, but if you are playing sports, it's important to stay hydrated.
Get your electrolytes.
Bring a sports drink. You know.
That's good.
Oh, what's
stay
up, Mike?
Safe out there, everybody.
So, Jahlil Okafor, did you see this, John?
He
wants out of the 76ers.
He wants out. He's not trusting the process.
Well, they have
well,
a lot
he's
of
always had
the
problems.
76ers. You know what? Jahlil Okafor, he's overhyped. You know, he can play basketball, but he's just demanding way too much from an organization that can't really give him what he wants. So, and he's still on his rookie contract. Like, get out of here.
So what's wrong with Fultz? Did they figure out what's wrong with his shoulder?
He had a cortisone shot in his right shoulder. It's Ooh. Too sore. His free throw shooting is off. Terrible.
Say it was off.
I'm not going to lie. I did not pay a lot of attention to him in college.
No.
So I assumed he was just naturally a bad free throw shooter.
Washington?
Like, I was like, oh my God, that's some of the worst form I've seen.
Just like, it's all wrist.
Well, he was the first pick, right?
Yeah. Overall. Yeah, that's rough. Overall first pick.
How come that always happens to the 76ers where like, they draft someone and you're like, oh, the process, and they get injured.
Yeah.
It's a tradition, but then they come back and they're amazing. Yeah. Joel Embiid's a fantastic center.
Simmons.
And Ben Simmons, like, what's up with that? He's hooping.
Rookie of the year, by far.
Yeah.
Sure.
Heard of her first.
Laurie.
So,
trash.
Let me ask you guys this question here. Here's been my feeling since the beginning of the season is that the Cavs are either going to be they're going to make a really good run, or what I think is that their team is going to completely fall apart, and they've not had a very pretty start so far.
If you think a LeBron
season.
James team is going to fall apart in the regular season, then you're incorrect.
Yeah.
I'll straight up say it. They're going to make the playoffs. I guarantee you. I can't say guarantee.
Finals?
I think finals.
I don't think so.
Get out of here with that.
LeBron James.
Finals. Once Isaiah Thomas gets back, I feel like.
And Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose is back, and he put up 20 points last night or something.
But it looks like LeBron can't function without a number two guy. And so he's been saying he's been saying for years that, hey, I'm the man, I'm the leader of this team. And when Isaiah Thomas goes out, the team can barely put together
a string
of wins.
Okay, misconception, and this is where the huge argument comes from.
I just need you to know I'm never wrong, by the way.
Okay,
continue.
Fine. But the main argument that people bring to the table when talking about Kobe, LeBron, Michael Jordan is that LeBron lacks the traits of a Michael Jordan or a Kobe Bryant where they want to put up 100 shots a game and they're going to keep shooting until they win the game for their team. LeBron isn't that player. And you know what? I hated LeBron for a while. I did. I thought he was a crybaby.
Because his name wasn't Kobe Bryant.
And he always beat the Bulls. I'm not going to lie. That's one of the main reasons why I hated LeBron.
Okay.
But he's a great player. He's a facilitator. And he's one of the greatest to play. I think that his team will rebound in the regular season. There's no doubt about
that. You think so? How soon? There's a question. How soon?
Next week, I guarantee you they're going to win.
You think next week?
Kobe, LeBron, Michael Jordan, is that like some kind of combination of several different star players?
Yes.
Is that like some kind of genetically modified super player?
It could be.
Like, hot take, what's happening right now?
So on my team on NBA 2K18, I have it. No, I'm just kidding.
You can create a hybrid player like that in NBA 2K.
His name is Nikola Jokic for the Denver Nuggets.
His name is Derrick Rose.
If anyone, it's Brian Scalabrine. All right.
Brian Scalabrine.
Did you see that Laurie Markkanen ask permission for his
respect.
Number? That is I think that's
like unnecessary respect.
I need that to be clear because it was kind of hard to hear. Say that again.
Laurie Markkanen, or however you pronounce his name.
Laurie Markkanen.
He asked Brian Scalabrine, the White Mamba, for permission to wear number, 24 on the Bulls.
Did you see what Scalabrine did?
No.
He had his jerseys, and he put duct tape over his own jersey and put Markkanen on the back. So him and his daughter were wearing Markkanen
jerseys.
That
is awesome. Dude.
Twitter.
Scalabrine, what a guy. What an underrated guy.
He's okay. I'm going to just come out and say LeBron go playoffs, lose to the Warriors again.
I think the Warriors get a run for their money here.
The Western Conference.
No.
I don't think so.
I'm going to go ahead and say yeah.
Who's going to beat them? Like,
I don't know. NBA's watered down, and it's starting to get trash. And that leads us into super teams.
But here's what I want to say about, because I know we're segueing into super teams here. But more than any other year I've seen, the NBA is more evened out than I've seen before.
This is true. This is true.
It's not just all about the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Golden State Warriors. Like, you have some powerhouses that are trying to work themselves up.
Look at it right now. Orlando is leading the East, 6-2. No one saw that coming.
No. I'm also out another $50.
We're
8
games
coming.
In, though. Literally, guys, I respect your guys' opinions.
But
we're
wrong.
Literally 8 games into the season. This will all work itself out. LeBron will be first in the Eastern Conference, and he'll make it to his 7th straight finals appearance.
You think so?
Yes, and I'm not even that big of a LeBron fan.
Honestly, at this point, I'm just concerned for Ryan because he's making a lot of bets.
He's losing. Yeah, are you okay?
He's losing a lot of money.
Wait, should we turn this into an intervention?
Getting very much into gambling. Please. And I just wanted to say to the audience at home, like, if you have a problem, we'll post the link to the gambling addiction hotline down in the
description box.
I'll probably have to go visit that soon. I'm at $100 right now. The Bulls. Thanks a lot.
That's like 1/3 my paychecks.
How crazy will it be if it's another Warriors Cavs finals?
It won't be crazy. You want to know why? It just shows how watered down the NBA is. MLB, this World Series just took over.
Are we segueing into the World Series?
We're segueing.
Segway.
All right.
Star wipe.
World Series talk.
Here we go.
World Series.
I didn't even watch the World Series.
You still have an opinion.
Yeah, I think it was a fantastic World Series.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nate Talon, for coming on the podcast.
Bye. I'm the new Nate Talon.
Mike Lehman has just joined us, expert in baseball.
Mike Talon.
All I have to say is that it was a great World Series. It was.
Yeah.
I definitely was hoping for a better Game 7 because
that's true.
I'm still coming off the high of
game 5
last year.
Does Game 7 mean that 2016 is still the best World Series?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right?
Without
Absolutely.
A doubt.
But the best World Series game, top 4 at least, has to be that Game 5 that just happened a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's like a number.
That was
that's gotta
in
be,
tied,
okay,
say tied
four,
at 7.
Did you say top 4?
Top 4.
I'd say top 5. It'd have to be number 5.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
It was tied 7, middle of the 5th, I think.
Yep.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Tied 7. I don't know. That game was ridiculous. Actually, no. That may be top 4.
Top 4, yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah.
For me, personally, Game 7 last year is definitely number 1.
Number 1, okay.
You have 2000 or 2001 Diamondbacks walk-off.
Okay, yeah.
You have walk off Kirk Gibson, Dodgers in 19.
Just ask the Dodgers how it went for them since then.
I don't even remember what year. What year was that?
88.
Kirk Gibson walk off home run.
I want to say it was like 88.
Was that game 7?
The last one they won was 88.
6?
Oh, maybe it was game 6. Okay, never mind. Never mind. No official rankings for the game 7s for me.
Okay.
Mine wouldn't even be a World Series game. It would be a playoff game, the one where the Jeter play at home plate when the pitcher picked up
Seattle against the Mariners.
Oh,
right?
Mr. October. Yeah. Mr. October.
That play is incredible.
That's true.
Wow. That is a great play. That is.
So the Houston Astros win it 5-1 yesterday.
Yes.
Which I was expecting more of a competitive game, especially when Clayton Kershaw was a reliever for the first time since 2016.
The game was a snooze fest after the second inning, which sucks.
Yeah.
Because, like, the Astros, man, they were making moves in the first two innings.
Well, he let up 5 runs before the 5th inning.
Yeah, man, Yu Darvish.
Yeah.
You think he returns to the Dodgers next season?
I don't.
Or you think he's pretty
the
much
Dodgers have
gone.
So much money? Yeah, there he's. Coming
they have
back.
The highest payroll in all of MLB.
I don't know how the fans would react. I don't know how the ownership would react to that though. I mean, he did just blow probably one of the biggest games in their franchise history.
But that comes with experience, and Yu Darvish hasn't been in that far into the playoff series because the Dodgers are used to getting swept out in the NLDS. They don't usually go further than that. So it's interesting
to
see.
Yeah, just
look
at 2016.
I know, right? Yeah. They're like the older cousin of the Nationals.
Yeah.
Which at least you can rely on them to lose out.
Nationals are on a different level of bad luck choke fest. Yeah, the Dodgers at least have won a couple. Nationals are on a whole nother level of struggling to even make it past the first round.
Right. And so I thought it was interesting that the Dodgers finally were able to be in their first World Series game since 1988, and they fashionably made it look like they were still going to be a part of it, and then collapsed.
I see, but like, would you say collapsed? When I think of collapsed, I think the team gets swept. When you lose a game seven, I don't know if that's just collapsed because baseball is a weird game where anyone can win on any given night. So like
but you're expecting the Dodgers, who have the number one payroll, who has the momentum being at home, to put up one run in the biggest game that you'll ever play? I say that's an internal collapse.
But you also have to keep in mind, before they even had the opportunity to get to have an at-bat, they're already down 2-0, and then the following inning they're down 5-0. I know that could probably weigh a lot mentally on a player, because then you have to dig yourself out of a hole that you had no part in creating.
Which they almost did in Game 5.
Exactly.
So they should have been aware and used to that.
But in the later innings of that game, of Game 7, like...
Your throat okay?
Yeah, just a little cautious. Fifth, sixth, seventh inning, the efficiency of those players didn't see through. I mean, they got in base a couple times.
What's up with Cody Bellinger, man? Right. As the NL Rookie of the Year, striking out a World
Series
took over record, 18 times?
Aaron Judge's record, yeah, in the playoffs, yeah. Terrible.
And a World Series record. It's a World Series record.
It's a record regardless.
Baseball's been played for 130-something years, 145 years, something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. Leave it to the Dodgers to do something new in the World Series.
Yeah, I saw on Bleacher Report this morning, Clayton Kershaw made a claim. He just said, maybe one day I won't fail, maybe we won't fail one day. But I do not see, you know, people are jumping the gun way too fast. You know, ESPN releases a thing saying the playoff odds or the World Series odds for
5-1
season already.
Next season,
they got the Dodgers winning it. I don't see them going back to the World Series.
They also, with that same one, they put the Rockies down at number 15.
How does that make you feel?
Very upset.
Yeah, you deserve it.
No one's really changed from that, and I think it's...
How much money are you going to lose on those bets for the Rockies?
None.
You didn't put any money on your team?
No. I keep myself pleasantly surprised.
I just want to say we'll have that link down in the description.
You gamble, Ryan?
Thanks. No. But I have lost some NBA bets here.
He doesn't gamble. He does place a lot of bets. He doesn't like to call it gambling, but by definition it is. So objectively, yes, he does.
So is that is that
he's so good at it that it's not gambling? It's just making money. It's just a job.
Yeah, it's my side hustle.
It's a livelihood.
If you
people
to
have
that,
Uber,
like,
I have DraftKings.
Just if you do relate to that, just check that link below.
It will be in the description down below.
Thanks.
Of this YouTube video.
But how do you feel like next season's going to shape up?
Cubs win the World Series,
okay,
162-0, perfect in the playoffs.
No,
I'm kidding. I think the playoff picture looks pretty similar. I really do.
Okay.
All the teams that are doing really well of late, I mean, you got the Indians, Dodgers, Cubs, and I mean, even the Yankees, they're all getting really young, too. They're not doing it with old put-together teams.
Exactly.
They're doing it with young core
players.
Yeah,
they're not doing it with veterans, no.
Right.
Yeah.
I must say, next year, pretty close to home, the NL Central.
Okay.
I think it will definitely be a cakewalk for the Cubs. I really do. I think that they
you don't
win
think
that
the Brewers are going to put up a fight?
No,
they struggled almost a little bit this year.
I think I don't want to say it was a fluke because their rebuild is looking really nice, but I think next
Eric
season,
Thames, man.
Yeah, I think that the Cubs will win that division by 10 plus games next year.
Okay,
wow, Okay, interesting.
They had their their little World Series dip off early in the season. I don't see that happening next season, especially with all the new faces you're going to see in that clubhouse.
Okay. Do you think John Lester and Jake Arrieta are going to go back to like their form of like where they were in 2016?
Jake Arrieta may not even be on the Cubs next year.
He's a free agent right now.
Most likely isn't going to be on the Cubs.
Yeah, he already sold the Chicago home at the end of the season.
He shaved his beard already. I mean, what does that say?
Yankee. Could be the Yankees.
Could be the Yankees.
I don't know.
And or he works at Woodman's because they don't allow you to have beards. Just a thought.
True. All I have to say is that I want to thank Jake Arrieta. Put together an incredible season with the Chicago Cubs, but I do not see him coming back to the Cubs.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Here's something I want to ask Nick because he brought it up earlier. What is the MLB doing differently than the NBA? Because I know you, I mean, in the MLB, you have your super teams. You have the Yankees. Okay.
I don't even think it's just...
What is the MLB in entirely doing differently?
I don't
think
it's a thing that you can easily change.
Yeah.
Right.
The NBA is easier to water down because there's less people on a roster and there's less...
Right.
Shorter season.
Yep. It's just apples and oranges too as far as the game is played. Because you can give the ball to LeBron James 100% of your offensive possessions.
Yeah.
You have to go through every single person in the lineup.
Right. Exactly. Baseball is a team sport that is played through individual performances. You go up to the plate, it's you versus the pitcher. It's not your team. You can help your team out, but it's literally 1v1. Pitcher, you go on the mound, you Darvish. He essentially blew the game for his team last night, and it was only him.
So it's a more individualistic sport.
Exactly, but it's played as a team in a group almost, which is weird.
See, the way you described it, though, I mean, it makes it seem like there isn't any effort with the team at all. Because, I mean, you can have guys on base or... You know, the pitcher has help from his fielders. But,
well, yeah,
I mean
that's a given.
I mean, that's when you're playing on defense.
But the main concept is 1v1 type stuff, situations. Pitcher versus batter. You have your defense behind you, but if you hit one over the fence, there's no defense there to help
you. What are you going to do, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So, yeah, it's interesting. But at least this year, you know, going into the preseason, I don't think anybody was going to expect the Astros, after getting hit with Hurricane Harvey, to be able to still keep their momentum
and going from last place a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
disasters add to momentum. That's, I mean, you look
Boston,
New Orleans Saints after Katrina,
bam,
Boston Marathon bombing with Boston 2013 Boston
it
Red
brings
Sox.
It brings a team together. Tragedy really does. It's, I have to look back, but I'm assuming New York did pretty well in 2002.
Yeah, and
it's a bit of a catalyst if you think about it,
But a Sports Illustrated writer, I think his name's Brett Ryder or something, something similar to that. 2014 had the cover of Sports Illustrated, and the headline was "Your 2017 World Series Champions." Guess who was on the cover? George Springer. Guess who was the World Series MVP?
George Springer. Dude, that Silverado truck that he won.
He won't drive.
I wanted that.
Like, that's the thing, you know. Awesome
he's just
cars.
A damn guy.
And, you know, maybe they will, but I guarantee you, majority of the time, like, they don't care. Like, that's nothing.
You ever seen anybody driving one of those cars they give away where, like, the team is spray painted all over it and, like, a giant decal on the hood? Does anybody actually drive that, or do they just immediately sell it once
they probably just sell it for memorabilia.
Right?
Yeah.
He probably throws a key in the trash can and just leaves the truck out on the side of the baseball park until someone tows it away, to be honest.
Are you going to willing to bet on that?
No, I've got...
What are the odds?
No.
What are the odds?
Just check that link.
All right. No, I'm not going to do that.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a thing that the MLB is doing different. It helps that the MLB just got like a wave
just the way
of young, new talent.
The way it's structured already. Yeah. Okay.
And this also goes into like development when it comes to like youth basketball and youth baseball.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But across all platforms, you can still have those trade deals that come out of nowhere, you know, or just releasing guys or.
The thing is, I think.
Look at the NFL trade deadline. I mean,
yeah, definitely a bunch of big trades, but
like a third of what would actually happen in the MLB, though. I mean, the NFL is what I got to say, the least amount of trades of the trade deadline would be NFL, right?
Oh, easily, easily.
Yeah.
Like,
or at least blockbuster.
This is honestly the first year that there's some big names out there that I've heard. MLB trade deadline is like the king.
That is good.
Because
it's good stuff.
The MLB is like the only sport where people will trade away huge, huge names because the playoffs are coming up, and people in the MLB, I feel like it's a little bit harder to have
also
to
the only sport
success.
That doesn't allow the trading of draft picks.
Yeah,
which is
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people will just trade away big names.
I mean, where's Stanton going, man? You know?
The Rockies.
Nah. Stop. Stop. I don't know. I saw the Cardinals are going to push for him and Josh Donaldson.
Stanton. Really, Colorado would be really fun, though.
Oh, my God.
In Coors Field?
At Coors.
Come on.
That record, you can consider the single season home run record broken. Literally. Yeah, you can see, like, I don't see there's any problem. He may hit over 100 in Coors.
Well, he couldn't break 60. So.
See, why do we need a pitcher if we have Giancarlo Stanton? I'm just saying.
Yeah, you put up 15 runs a game. You don't need pitchers.
Heck yeah.
You don't.
It's,
no,
it's
you
a
need,
home run
you need
derby
five
every
of them
game.
Because the Rockies never have pitchers.
Oh, man. Man.
Hey, call it like you see it. The Humidor ruined a lot of things. Just saying.
I would love to see. I'm a homer. I'm a Cubs fan. I'd love to see the Cubs make a decent trade. Sad to see some people go. I don't know who it involved, but like definitely pick up Christian Yelich because the Marlins are selling. They are. They're trying to get rid of some contracts.
Derek Jeter's trying to cover at least one
Christian
part of
the cleaning house. He's cleaning house.
There's definitely a bit. He's a big piece, so I don't. You probably have to give up a lot, but he's just a solid player that I'd love to see in left field for the Cubs.
So
for,
do you
like,
think
the next? 5-6 years.
So, do you think the Cubs would? What assets do you think the Cubs would be willing to give up to get a Christian Yelich?
Mike, who do you think?
So, like Addison Schwarber? Russell.
I don't think they're gonna do Schwarber just because of his makeup. I think they're a big makeup people. I think if anybody right now, it would be Russell just because of the off-field stuff.
Yep.
I think that would be the only one they're willing to part with.
Ian Happ.
Plus, they have Baez as a solid shortstop backup.
I think Ian Happ's pretty much trade bait right now. I really do.
I think Russell over Happ. I think they like Happ better than Russell at this point.
You think so?
Yeah, and you can easily slot Happ over to second base and put Baez at shortstop. And
Happ is younger, isn't he?
Happ is younger.
Yeah.
He's like a Ben Zobrist 2.0, essentially. Got
pretty much.
From both sides, he's got it. Middle
any,
infield.
Any pitcher or relievers you think the Cubs would be willing to part with?
I mean, there's
so pretty much open.
Arrieta,
they need
obviously.
To add. They need to add pitching.
Yeah,
I'm very doubtful of them.
I'd love to see him sign Wade Davis to a decent extension.
Yeah,
yes.
Davis is good. He's a good closer.
But
what is he like? 36, 37?
He's older. Yeah,
he's a little bit older.
But he's got the track record, and that's what you want.
Best ERA for a closer the past 4 seasons. Like,
yeah,
not Jansen.
He was almost perfect this season. Ooh. I was at the game this year against the Brewers. His first blown save, which was like. The third to last game of the season.
Dang.
And I know he gets a bad rap because on national TV he blew the All-Star game for the NL. and then against,
guess who didn't? Greg Holland.
And then against the National against the Nationals, he gave up that home run against Chris Taylor.
Should you sign any relief pitcher to a long-term deal considering how up and down it can be?
No, that's why last season it was mind-boggling that Aroldis Chapman, Kenley Jansen, Mark Melancon got these huge deals. And it's funny because, like, besides Kenley Jansen, the other two, Aroldis Chapman and Mark Melancon, they didn't have good seasons at all, really. I mean, they settled in eventually, but,
yeah.
I mean, Aroldis Chapman wasn't even the closer for the Yankees for a while. When did you think you're going to hear that?
Davis is only 32, and he's a free agent. So.
Oh, I stand corrected. So
give him, like, a 5-6-year deal.
No. I think the standard should be is what happened.
It's
with,
like a 3-year. I think
with
it's
Greg Holland, is that you have a 1 year
homer,
1 year, and then you have a team option for a second year with bonuses attached to it, or you can let him walk. So
I think that they sign him to 3 years.
He's making $8 million right now, so
he'll definitely get.
He's
upwards.
Not hurting.
Yeah, he's not hurting, but he's gonna want more.
Is anyone hurting anymore in professional sports?
There was that piece of, like, half of their money gets taken out, so.
Yeah, the time.
Women
are hurting in professional sports, yes. I didn't clarify. It's almost.
Did any of you watch the WNBA Finals?
What?
I did.
Was that on TV?
It was. It was on ESPN 2.
No.
Come on now.
But, no, my girlfriend plays softball at the collegiate level, and it's almost sad, like, professional softball. Like, they have to work two jobs if they want to play softball. Yeah.
I think that the average salary of the WNBA is like $45,000.
And that's on the high end. WNBA, I'd say, is the most popular sport out of women's athletics.
Right. And they've got one going on right now called the WHL, which is like like a small subsidy on the East Coast of women's hockey.
How
and
is that?
It's actually you can watch some of their highlights on WHL.com, I think, and they're pretty feisty. It's fun.
Women's hockey is awesome. My sister plays hockey, and she's 14, and she gets out there. She's the enforcer, so she's just like,
no way.
She's the one. If she gets burned on a play, she'll like trip them as they're going by and just like spin on them as she's skating.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So, but you, I mean, I think the one that's doing okay right now is the women's national soccer team.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing way better than the men's, that's for sure. That's
women's soccer is so much more fun to watch than men's soccer. Just for the fact that they're not crybabies, they don't, like, pretend their leg is broken every time somebody knocks them down.
They're not complaining for flags.
Right, right.
On the national level, that's completely different than, like, MLS, which is always kind of struggling, and then, like, WNBA. But national level, definitely, like, that's all you hear about when it comes to national soccer now, because the men's soccer team is like god awful, right? I don't watch soccer, but I've heard
didn't
some
make
bad
the
things.
World Cup for the first time in history, right?
Since 1984.
Since 1984, which is history as far back as that goes.
Oh, that was the year Michael Jordan was drafted, huh?
Yeah,
that's
the year it all began.
We need to redraft Michael Jordan.
I think Michael Jordan needs to play men's soccer. Is that what we're getting at here?
Haynes sponsorships all over that field right now.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Hold on. Hold on, guys. I just got breaking news to my phone. Get this. Texans fear star rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson tore his ACL in practice today.
Ooh. Whoa!
It was broke by, forget his first name, Rappaport.
Ian Rappaport. NFL Network.
Michael Rappaport. Actor, right?
Yeah, but this is a sports guy.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, yeah.
No, but
that's for our film theory podcast.
I like to watch football. I'm huge into fantasy football.
Yeah.
But that is huge news because he was about to break the rookie record, right? For
most
TDs in a rookie season. That's huge.
And that's interesting because Odell Beckham Jr., who got injured beginning of the season ish.
Yeah, like three, four weeks ago.
He came out with a statement because people were mad at him. A lot of people had him on their fantasy drafts.
Right.
Let me ask you, do you think fantasy football trivializes football players?
Yes. No.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Give me your reasons.
Hang on. Let Professor Max talk.
I want to hear
it. I don't even have like an opinion on sports, but no, absolutely not. What kind of a stupid question is that? that's like saying, do army men trivialize war veterans? Like, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. You can do a fantasy of anything historical figures, and it's not a trivialization. That's the only kind.
Do you think they do that in movies? Do you think that happens in movies, video games, anywhere?
There's no way that there's a 100% accurate depiction of a historical figure in a movie because those people weren't there. So they're basing their opinions and their screenwriting or whatever on secondhand
experience. Except for Blade Runner 2049.
Well, that was based on a true story.
That was a true story. yes. I think it'll win best documentary on the Oscars.
I would say I really liked Hoop Dreams. Have you seen Hoop Dreams? That's one of my favorite documentaries of all time.
I have not, but I heard it's incredible.
Hoop Dreams, number one. Blade Runner 2049, number two. I'm calling it right now. Blade Runner 2049, World Series MVP.
I want to hear Mike's reasons.
They're going to get that Silverado.
I really like Steve Jobs with Ashton Kutcher as best documentary.
Best documentary... I would say World Series of Rock Valley College Women's Volleyball.
That's the best. Okay. Best.
I want to hear Mike's reasons for why it trivializes.
So here's why fantasy trivializes players. All right, because it fosters this idea that you can only break someone down to the numbers, and that's essentially all they are. So now we've come to this area where we're looking at people are getting mad because they show up to a game and LeBron is taking a night off. Right? If he doesn't play 82 games, somebody's pissed off because it ruins their fantasy.
Somebody sits out
a game because of a concussion. They fucks up their fantasy team, so they get all pissed off because they don't care about the person as a person. They just care about their statistics because that helps them to get $20 from the Bob who works over the other side of the office.
Mike, can I stop you for 1 second?
But to be clear,
hold on one second, sorry.
Bob from the other side of the office sucks, by the way, just to be clear.
$20 for Bob or $50 off for Ryan because he keeps losing money.
Links in the description.
Link in the description below.
Let me just say this, though.
Like for life.
NBA, the LeBron reference you brought up is completely different. First off, fantasy basketball is nowhere near as huge as fantasy football. The thing that makes people mad about LeBron sitting is the fact that, especially now that they have the mega max contracts where he's making $48 million a year, the NBA only plays 82 games a season, and Adam Silver just spaced out the season like an extra, I think,
20 days, so now you can get like upwards of 2 days in between games and stuff like this.
These are all reactions to the movement, though. These aren't things that are added to it.
Players are started, like, I think there's new rules in place. Could be wrong. Leave a comment in the description, or leave a comment in the comment section.
And the trivialization
speaks
to,
like,
I didn't finish, John.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think they added rules this season that penalize teams. Like, there's a fine for if a player, I don't know how they even do this, but I think this is a thing. They fine the team if a player sitting that is healthy. They're not on.
I did see that. Yeah, you are so correct.
So they're definitely cracking down on it, which kind of makes sense. To a certain extent, I understand from a fan's perspective.
I should have kept it to football.
Okay, football, 100%. I agree with you 100%. People will tweet at people saying, F you, F this, because they got them five less fantasy points. Basketball, completely different, but yes.
But sports, like, Twitter's always going to, like, I feel like it's
Twitter's always bad for any celebrity.
It's a garbage dumpster.
To talk poorly of players. Like, if fantasy football didn't exist, do you think that sports fans would not get mad at football players?
I think
it's changed a lot, because
my dad used to throw things at the TV.
It gives me incentive to care about other teams.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
say that.
Like, so let me say this. I like one football team. It's the Chicago Bears. But when I play fantasy football, I have a player from different teams ranging all over the NFL. Okay. And it gives me incentive to hate that player if they don't do well on my team.
Okay.
While normally I wouldn't even bat an eye at them if there was no fantasy football.
Okay,
but that also arguably makes you more aware of players who do well, so it's balanced.
True.
Links in the description. Right. Final
picture
Fantasy.
Comment for picture comment.
Is it the only thing left keeping the Browns alive in people's memories?
They should be disbanded as an organization.
Are the Browns alive?
I think they're actually playing in the G League right now.
They should
just trying to get.
They should. If there was any team in the NFL should be relocated, it's the Cleveland Browns. Their team should be broken up, players dispersed, and then they add an expansion team in 3 years.
Okay.
I think they should roll 31 teams in the NFL until they figure that out, because that's almost like a joke of the NFL.
We should get Cleveland, Alabama trending.
Ooh, a little pregame warm up session, huh?
Okay. All right.
Links in the description.
Okay.
Check out this video.
Yes. All right. That's interesting. But I was curious, because Cleveland's not and hasn't been doing much, and they failed the deadline. Did you see the amount of papers they screwed up?
Which
they flubbed the A.J. McCarron deal with Cincinnati.
Which begs the question, if you had to move Cleveland somewhere, where would it be?
Would you?
The actual city?
Canada.
Can we just take it out of the U.S.?
No, it's got to be in the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Canada. Toronto.
No.
Montreal.
Canada's not the U.S.
No.
I hate to break it to you.
Do you think
you said it has to be in the U.S.
It has to be in the U.S.
Canada,
the National Football
also
League.
Has their own football team.
Alabama. Let's get a team in Alabama.
CFL. Okay.
They already have a good one in Georgia. The Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Well, not a good one, but they have a nice stadium.
Oh, yeah.
They're all college football over there.
Like $7.3
okay.
billion. Dollars
let me give you four cities, okay? Oklahoma City.
Wrong.
Mm. All right. San Antonio.
Incorrect.
They have too many teams in Texas.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where my ex is.
Links in the description. No. I'm kidding. No more links.
Somewhere new, like the Dakotas.
Mm. That would be interesting, but I guarantee you they would not have a fan base there.
Just it wouldn't
it's
get
not,
an, it wouldn't
it's
get
not an, dense it, there. It's not.
It wouldn't get enough revenue.
Yeah,
and that's all they're about.
What if,
especially,
like,
if they had
in
to
the
build
middle,
a stadium
in the middle of the Dakotas,
like right
there.
Right on the border.
I would go Iowa if you're going to go up that far.
Iowa has no professional.
Yeah,
The Des Moines Riverers.
Wow. Wait.
The
whoa.
Des Moines Rivers.
Whoa. The Rockford Riverhawks. Little NFL team for you, huh? Rockford area. Thoughts?
Likes? Comments?
Whoa. Rockford Raptors?
Raptors?
Little
Rockford.
Arena football team?
Rockford Peaches?
Little Rockford Lightning for you?
Tom
little
Hanks, one of my favorite documentaries.
Steve Jobs, Ashton Kutcher, best documentary to ever touch Netflix screen.
Okay, but hang on. I really like Mike's idea, though. Iowa.
No,
they
that's
definitely
a
they both show up for Hawkeye and Cyclone games from Iowa and Iowa State.
Well, yeah, they
for
literally
college football.
Iowa Cubs. They show up for they have no professional teams there.
And not only that, they are blacked out from watching
yes.
the Twins, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Chicago Cubs, and the St. Louis Cardinals. They can't watch any sports.
Okay, are you 100% correct on that?
I am certain they can't watch the Cubs.
You are?
Why
I thought W. Okay, no, that was back in WGN days.
They are blacked out from watching the Cubs. I know that for a fact.
Wow.
Did you guys know, just a little quick sidestep, that the Cubs, the organization, the Ricketts family, wanted to make their own TV station, Cubs Network. It'd be a premium network, but the MLB shut it down.
Ooh.
Well, they already have MLB.tv.
If Chicago's going to get their own network, everyone else has to then.
Exactly, and it would disband MLB TV, but I honestly would love to see individual networks.
It makes more would that gain more revenue than one giant network?
Absolutely.
Because AT&T currently has, like, the foothold on all these different regions. Like, yeah.
I'd rather buy one. If I lived in California and I want to watch my Chicago Cubs, I'd rather pay for the Chicago Cubs than pay
premium
for
channel.
Yeah, for, like, all these games that I'm not going to watch.
Right.
Well, I mean, then again, I'd probably watch them, but the average fan wouldn't.
Right. But going back, I really feel like Iowa would probably be a very sustainable area to start a professional team.
Let's go even farther back. Yao Ming is actually a player that was created
Yao
in
Ming!
A lab. Like, I'm serious. The Chinese government got two Olympians together, and they're like, we need you to make a baby that's going to be good at basketball.
I have a question.
And that baby was Yao Ming.
I have a question. Where did that stem from?
What?
Where did this come from?
We were talking about it earlier when we were talking about, like, combining Kobe and Jordan, everybody into a player. Like, there was actually a player created in a lab.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
And that player was Kobe, LeBron, Michael Jordan.
Ming.
Hot take.
Cold, mediocre take.
Mediocre take.
If I wanted to see a player hybrid, I'd want to see a LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant player, if we're talking modern basketball.
I'd want to see Alien versus Predator.
I'd want to see Prometheus.
You haven't seen that movie?
I have seen it. I just want it, like, directed by Ridley Scott. If we're going to do, like, a mashup like that.
I wanted to see Blade Runner 2049.
That is a really good documentary.
It is really good. It's important.
Almost, yeah. Okay. John, any other thoughts on the NFL?
I don't think so.
No. I think we pretty much rocked it to its full potential.
Well, I didn't
want to
ignore hockey.
I have nothing to add to that. I apologize. Rockford Ice Hogs, home team till I die, rep 1815. Yes.
Okay.
Ryan's trying to end the podcast because he's getting itchy because he hasn't gambled in 2 hours.
Oh.
Max, we're going to go ahead and throw a link in the description for you.
There we go.
Link in the description below.
All right. Well, if you guys don't have anything else to add, the Blackhawks are, I think, 5-5-1 right now.
What's up
with
the
Golden
Knights?
I missed the last game. What happened there? It's the 500 game, so they were 5-5-1. Now they're either 5-6-1, 6-5-1.
I did not catch last night's game. I just know that the Blackhawks
are 5-5-5-5-1-1-1-6-6-5.
So it's interesting. The Blackhawks have taken a little bit of a downturn. But I think the captain and Jonathan.
Ever since they got rid of Wayne Gretzky, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know what, I think they could still go all the way.
Good.
What's up with the Golden Knights, an expansion team leading the NHL?
And not only that, but they're on their fourth string goalie right now. So they had Marc-Andre Fleury.
Hashtag
who came from.
Hashtag expansion team. Hashtag no fan base.
I think they're 10-2-0.
Dang, but that's crazy.
They're good, but on their fourth string goalie, that is what drives me crazy.
Wow. Okay. So a little update. Sorry to interrupt the hockey
session.
Confirmed. ESPN and multiple reports confirm Deshaun Watson tore his ACL and is out for the rest of the season.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's huge.
He still
That's what happens when Bill O'Brien is your coach.
Does he still get rookie MVP?
No.
No.
Who are we going to compare Mitch Trubisky to now?
Let's
God.
Go. I'll throw it out there. I will.
Jesus.
I guess I'll say it if you guys truly need me to. Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Oh.
That's a real easy comparison.
Oh.
They're both on the bench now, yeah.
Trubisky is
another
bench.
Yeah. No, I thought we were talking about Rodgers.
Wait.
Trubisky. Watermelon.
I thought we were talking about Rodgers.
That's crazy.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Trubisky.
If anything else could get worse for the Texans, they just traded away, you know, their big left tackle.
Dwayne Brown.
J.J. Watt. Rock Johnson.
They're now quarterbackless again.
They live in Texas.
They live in Texas.
And they just traded away Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
That's a huge loss. He could be running for president, and for you to trade him away, this is insane.
The Rock 2020?
Could be.
Here's what boggles my mind about the Rockies, is that given their arena.
All over the place today.
Given their arena, they have absolutely no excuse to just buy the biggest bats in the game, because they would sell out every single game, max attendance, if they had Stanton,
Giancarlo should be their top
hitter.
They're never gonna have pitching. They're never gonna have pitching.
Do they have the payroll to get him on?
The Monforts are rich. I'm just saying, and they've got Coors behind.
Oh, and it really shows with what their $80-90 million payroll.
But they have a party deck.
Crickets.
They have a party deck, and that's cool, right? Come on. I'm saying, if you had Giancarlo on the team, not only could he hit you a home run every game, but I'm saying, because being in Colorado and its cores, he could also pitch for you as well and do just as well.
That's true.
And be better than all the pitching they have right
now.
You need some average pitchers
and just stacked lineup, and you're good to go in Colorado.
If John Gray can continue his progression, Jeff Hoffman turns out
he will get traded for somebody who can't pitch. I agree.
They have a terrible track record, don't they?
It's just undesirable. Listen, why would you ever want to go there if you're a pitcher? They average in at least a run higher ERA there.
Yeah, and that's not ballpark adjusted either. Which
why wouldn't they build a dome?
Why would you want to build a dome where you've got the Rocky Mountains right there?
You literally push away every pitcher ever to play the game because they don't want to.
Let's be clear. We had Pat Neshek, who had an ERA of 1.12, come over from the Philadelphia Phillies.
Let's go over all the haves and then
let's be honest.
But that was under the Dan O'Dowd administration.
He did not run the team the way he was supposed to. You do not have an ace right now on your team.
Let's be honest.
John Gray.
It's the elevator.
John Gray
name,
is our ace.
In the wild
name
card
one
game,
pitcher,
did he give up 5 runs?
Okay, tell me about the Yankees. Did he start off give up 5 runs, but his team carried him because the Minnesota Twins choked?
Answer me this. Name one top 10 pitcher that signed a contract to stay with the Rockies. They don't. They leave. Yeah. As soon as they get good, they're like,
okay, now
I can go to a ballpark where I make a career.
The last one
I
that
can
we
lower
had
my
close
ERA a full run
was Ubaldo Jimenez, but we traded him away when he was like 21-2. For some magic beans for a good team.
Ubaldo was pretty good.
On that note, I'm going to head out of the podcast, guys. My name is Nick Talon. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah.
Go Cubs. Link will be in the description. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Nick. Well, and that almost wraps us up here. But, yeah, thanks for commenting on the Rockies and being a part of this, dude.
Can we just, like, rip on some more Colorado teams?
Yeah, let's talk about the Broncos.
We
now are going to start Brock Osweiler. Him. Yao Ming's cousin.
I don't understand. They traded him, didn't they? I'm out of the loop, by the way. They traded him away.
No, he left the team
because Peyton Manning
took over. He traded himself for $75 million.
How did he get back?
So he went to the Texans for $75 million because they thought he was going to be the quarterback
before the season started
of the next 10 years.
Then they got Watson, I'm assuming.
Nope. 10 games in, and then they benched him 3 games in a row.
Okay.
Then he got traded to Cleveland for a second round pick.
I remember this.
And then Cleveland goes, "Oh, LOL, just kidding. We just wanted that second round pick from the Texans. Let him go." And then John Elway brought him back on like a base contract. And he still has a Super Bowl ring.
As a backup?
I think if you're second string, you get one. Yeah.
Trevor Siemian got one because he took a knee in like game 11.
There are some injustices in this world.
And Trevor Siemian having Super Bowl ring is an injustice.
That's a crime against humanity.
I just don't understand. Vance Joseph said this earlier this week. You know, when you have a quarterback who's making progressions and he's making amazing 20 to 25 plays a game, but then makes 3 horrible, horrible decisions, it's hard to weigh that against his performance. And I just wanted to be like, Coach Joseph, did you watch that whole game? I probably only saw 10. 10 good plays from Trevor Siemian.
Not well at that point. I mean, not throwing in there, like not fucking up would be a great, great play.
I know. Yeah.
So
I
neutral
know.
Gets raised.
Playing the standard, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Playing good. Just play normal.
So finally, after.
Don't get sacked.
3 awful games in a row. We're now like 3-4 or something like that. And Osweiler's now going to have to dig us out.
He's not digging anything. He's going to try. He's in there to bury the team to get a draft pick.
Oh, okay.
Which is surprising because.
To get Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, the AFC West was one of the best conferences in football. And, you know.
It's not.
It's just not where it used to be. I mean, the Chiefs obviously 6-2, but you know.
Yeah.
I feel like the Chiefs are good every single year in the regular season.
And then they choke.
And then something happens.
All right.
Yep.
So like when they get to the AFC, you know, playoffs or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just whenever it starts to matter, all of a sudden the Chiefs aren't there.
I think
anymore.
That happened last year.
Well, that's like the typical of Andy Reid. Even in Philadelphia, he was only good that one year because he had McNabb was like the best he'd ever been. And then before that and after that, they would do okay, make it the playoffs, and then just slightly dying
to
the night.
Was this post or pre-Eagles?
He's always...
No. Oh, I thought you were talking about Donovan McNabb.
No. I'm talking about Andy Reid.
Oh, okay. All right.
You did say Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, you said...
Sorry. Andy Reid was only good because of Donovan McNabb when he was with the Eagles.
That's what I was asking. Right.
And he may do okay when he brought Michael Vick on the team and made the playoffs, but then he just he's not a playoff coach. He's a regular season coach.
Speaking of which, let's get our picks. 2 best teams in the NFC. I mean, we're going like pre Super Bowl, but like AFC Championship, NFC Championship.
Okay.
NFC, I got LA Rams and the Eagles. I mean, Rams offense. I mean, I know they're not doing terribly well right now, but I think they'll peak later on.
I don't know.
I'm bullish on the Vikings. Okay. I think the Vikings are going to be in the NFC. Okay. I wouldn't be able to pick the other team.
Like a wild card, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think the San Francisco 49ers?
I think they'll win the North. Yeah.
Do you think the 49ers get the wild card with Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
They just go 8-8. You know, straight wins.
Yeah, it's possible.
AFC.
I think I'm going to have the Patriots.
Pats,
and
obviously.
The Bills.
Pats and, ooh.
Bills.
Pats and AFC Bills. East battle.
Bills. Can we talk about how the Bills lost 4 Super Bowls in a row?
Yeah. So did the Vikings, man.
What?
Yeah.
The Vikings lost 4 Super Bowls. Was this when it was actually the Super Bowl, or was this like the champion back in the
day? I don't know if it was 4 consecutive.
Well, they at least had 2 or 3 with Fran Tarkenton.
They're 0-4 for Super Bowls.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Bills are 0-4 from 92 to 95.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's tough. Jim Kelly, number one in the alternate universes book.
Number one in my heart. I don't know his field number.
I bet I have AFC Championship, Patriots, Bills. I don't think that the Chiefs are going to bow out early, and I don't see anybody else in the AFC going to go, hey, I'm going to take this away from the Patriots.
Pats, Jags?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Defense, baby, come on. That's what wins games.
Sure, but not when you're not Bill Belichick.
Oh, and if you have Blake Bortles. I mean,
that's true. Yeah. But I don't know, getting Calvin Benjamin is a big deal.
That is.
And Tyrod Taylor now has more than enough weaponry.
That's an upgrade.
To whoop any team into submission.
That's true.
Just saying.
I don't know who any of these people are.
They got traded a couple days ago.
Yeah, it's trade deadline.
Mm.
And that's the only reason why we know them.
I don't play fantasy football.
I don't either. I don't like to gamble, contrary to popular belief.
Oh, yeah. Man. All right.
Well. Okay. Well, yeah. And then I think to wrap up our final thoughts here is that Las Vegas Golden Knights. Four-string goaltender. Are they able to still keep winning?
Small sample size.
You think the overall season's going to really maladjust their schedule?
I think they'll make the playoffs as like a 6 seed, 5 seed, something like that.
Okay.
And they'll probably get taken out first round.
Okay.
Just because they don't have the postseason experience.
Yeah, just because they are doing well right now, just based off of like, I think it's just pure momentum and adrenaline, just of being in a new town.
We
it's
did
like,
talk about
tragedy. They got something to prove. They got a chip on their shoulder.
The Vegas shooting.
But I think
tragedy helps.
Yeah, I think when the game speeds up in the playoffs and they're actually going to be put on the spot and they're going to have to actually know where their teammate is next to them on the ice without having to look over there, I think that's when it breaks down.
Okay. That's actually not a bad observation.
No, that's a fair point.
Yeah. I think the Avalanche, weirdly enough, they're like 5-4, 5-4-1, and they're not 0-8-1 like everyone thought they were going to start off the season. So
Avalanche are in that weird spot where they got – go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Avalanche, I think, are in that weird spot where they got a bunch of talent on
and
half
young
their
people.
Team. And right. on half their team. And they're going to have to make a decision very soon whether or not to fill that out with veterans and trade their even younger crop or to dismantle the team and create a new situation. I think that window is closing.
Okay, start
for
from scratch.
Right. And I think they're right on the cusp. I think they could honestly go either way and have a pretty good shot at
That's
it.
That's true. And it all starts with if they make a decision on Matt Duchene. If they trade Matt Duchene, the teardown is starting.
Yeah.
But if they don't trade him, then it's either the luck of the youth on the team or
yeah.
we're just going to fall into the same storyline the past 5 years.
Yeah. yeah.
The All youth right. can't do anything with the team. At least now, at least, I think the Avalanche are the second youngest team in the NHL. Because we
makes
got
sense.
We got rid of like five 35-plus defensemen.
Who would be younger? Calgary? Calgary's pretty young, aren't they?
Yeah, they are pretty young. But they have the ageist wonder, Jaromir Jagr, on their team now.
He just brings everybody. Like, the average goes up 3 years once you get Jagr on your team.
That's right.
All righty, final question of the night. Do the Penguins repeat? Yes or no? No?
Nope.
We got a no from Ryan.
I don't think so.
They lost their goalie. Name the last team that repeated without their original goalie.
They don't have Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yeah.
I think even the Blackhawks spaced it out a year.
Matt Murray's not doing good this year either.
No.
I'd say no.
All right. Well, we have our consensus. Okay. We have our answer.
Yeah.
Penguins are not winning the Stanley Cup this season.
I will say this, though.
Heard it here first.
I will say this.
Link in description.
And I said this at the beginning of the season. The Blackhawks are better than what people think they're going to do.
You think they're undervalued?
I still think they're undervalued, even though they've had a bad last five games, 1-4-1, I think it is, or 0-4-1.
They just got to show their potential, you know, that's all.
I think the Blackhawks, they're good. They're good. And the IceHogs are the best in the AHL right now. They have the best record in the AHL. Even
are
though,
they really?
Yeah. They haven't lost a game.
They won
or no, they lost their first game on Halloween.
I got to get to more IceHogs games.
You want to go?
Yeah, let's go to a game.
Let's go to a game.
Right now.
All
okay.
Right.
Oh. I think they're playing tonight. Okay.
All right, let's go.
We're going to go. Everybody, thanks for listening to this fun, star-filled podcast on Sports 360 Episode 5. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Any last words?
Hold your peace.
Hold your peace? No, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
David S. Pumpkins, any questions?